Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I'm sure a lot of you, well, maybe not at this stage, perhaps maybe in the next hour or two, might be thinking, what are you having for your dinner this evening? And the worst part of being a parent is trying to figure out what to make for dinner every single night. So says journalist Niamh O'Reilly, who is with me on the line today. I don't know, Niamh, whether or not you need to be a parent to feel like that. I know I certainly hate the decision and discussion around what's on the table for dinner.
Yeah, I think it's a universal, actually, isn't it? I think it's the worst part of being an adult is trying to just figure out dinner like every single night forever. But I think when you become a parent, that heartache just doubles or triples. And for a lot of parents like that I talk to, it's not even, I think, the physical act of cooking that they mind so much. It's more trying to figure out, like making a decision what to make your family, your kids for dinner, and something that's going to be, I suppose, relatively nutritious and something that they're all going to eat the one thing. That is literally the dream. If you can put something on the table that's semi-healthy and is, you know, they like and they're going to make a good effort and you don't have to cook a second dinner, like that is such a weight off a parent's mind. Because when you're cooking for your kids, generally speaking, you're coming in after a long day of school, work, activities. You know, you could have been stuck in traffic. There's a very short window of time to make dinner, to get something on the table. And it's a very pressurized, you know, period of time, might be 20 minutes, half an hour max. Kids might be doing homework at the table, you know, they're hungry and they're saying, you know, when's dinner ready? And you're trying to make dinner and help them with the homework. And you're just like, your head is about to explode. And sometimes you just think, you know what? We're having nuggets tonight.
Yeah, it's as simple as this.
And you just say, and that's it.
I know in our house growing up, like, there, you know, you could probably hazard a guess, maybe not to the day, but there was more than likely the same five or six things that were on rotation. Yeah. Either, you know, there was probably roast chicken at some point. There bound to be a bolognese in some description. Now, we would have had a lot of fish, actually. We would have eaten a lot of fish growing up, but maybe just living in close proximity in County Donegal. But there was always kind of the same things.
Yeah, there was. And like, it's that Shirley Valentine thing, isn't it? You know, we always have steak on a Tuesday or whatever it is. And I think a lot of parents and families get into that sort of routine. And like, in some ways, there's nothing wrong with that. I think meal planning can be actually very helpful for people like me who are under pressure, you know, to put dinner on the table, you know, every night for kids. Meal planning definitely helps, but it is very easy to fall into ruts, like you said, bolognese on a Monday, curry on a Wednesday, something slow cooker on a Tuesday, nuggets on a Friday. You know,
surely there's leftovers in there at some point as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But it's funny, like when I talk to parents, like, you know, we always like fantasize about if we won the lotto, you know, things we do. And like, outside of the obvious, you know, if, I don't know, maybe getting a new car or going on a big holiday, the one thing loads of us sort of fantasize about is like, do you know what I do? I get a private chef.
A living chef.
I'd never have to figure out what to make my family for dinner ever again.
That is the dream.
It is the dream. And look, I know people will say, well, in my day, my mum just made XYZ and that was all there was. It was like it or lump it. You know, you ate what was put on the table. And like, I get that to an extent, but I also think we know better now that we need to sort of establish good food habits with kids, and you know, maybe don't make them eat something they don't want to, but don't pander either. There's got to be, you know, a happy medium.
Summer. Well, hopefully my next guest might be able to assist us, Niamh, in trying to figure that out. Food writer Jolene Cox is with us on the line. Like, look, of course it's difficult for parents to figure out what to make for, you know, the dinner day in, day out, day to day, Jolene, but have you any tips or advice for us?
Do you know what? I have two family cookbooks and I have another one on the way in August, and I can totally identify with this conversation here. I have looked at a press full of ingredients and thought there's nothing to eat as well. But it is about having those little simple tips and tricks up your sleeve for those evenings when you're just frazzled. It's the decision of what to cook, you know, that you need to have something quick and ready. And the first thing I'd always say is keep a little Ziploc bag of fresh basil in the freezer, right? And if you have a tin of tomatoes and some fresh basil, and you throw that together with season it well, and got your pasta, and you have a restaurant class Italian dish in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But I do hear you with the meal planning as well, and sometimes there is that bit of pressure. So I would always say, plan for 4 nights in the week and leave room for leftovers, leave room for a freezer dive, leave room for, say, a picky dinner night where we're putting everything on the table, and let the kids, you know, pick and choose what they want to have themselves. And I am a big advocate of getting the kids into the kitchen and getting them involved in the prep when possible. I know it's going to add to the madness as well, but even if they if they're involved in the meal planning and they know what they're going to have, there is more chance that they might, I'm not going to say they're going to eat it all, but they might even give it a try.
Yeah, it's a kind of a thankless task too, Jolene, isn't it? You know, trying to plan day-to-day dinners.
Oh, definitely. And that's what I'm saying about trying to get the kids in on the act too, because then if they are saying, right, tonight is pizza night, or tonight is, they know what's coming up. Okay. And in their head, there's not just like, it's not cottage pie on the table to know what they're going to have. So they could be geared up for it. They could be excited about it. You know, it is a tiny little bit of planning ahead for the busy evenings, for the evenings that we are frazzled. You'll thank yourself later on, you know, for this.
Do you try to get them involved, Niamh?
Yeah, it's funny Jolene says that. Like, one of my most successful, like inverted commas, dinners of the week is what I call make your own wraps. So it's literally like wraps, and you chop up a load of like veg that they like strips of carrot and cucumber and maybe some chicken and ham or whatever, a bit of filly, whatever they like, put it all in little containers on the table, and they sprinkle in what they like. The only rule is they have to put some chicken in or the meat in, but the rest they can do whatever they like, load it up with cheese, mayo, and they love it, and it tends to be one of the most successful dinners of the week. So getting them involved is great, and anything that they can sort of pick and choose, I think, is really good at getting them involved.
Yeah, there's a listener here makes the point that she actually finds cooking really therapeutic, but it's deciding on what to cook is such a chore.
It's the decision. I think a lot of people actually do, like, I enjoy cooking when I'm not under huge time pressure and like the kids are trying to do their homework and the dog is barking. Cooking is actually a nice thing, and cooking with your kids is actually a lovely thing. But it's a decision. Yeah. It's trying to figure out what is going to please everybody, and something that's relatively, you know, nutritious and healthy and stuff. I think that is the hardest thing. And for us all, as you said earlier, Andrea, like, the hardest part of adulting, I think, as well.
Oh my gosh, it's so boring. It's fine at the weekends when you're ready, you know, you're prepared to put a bit of time or a bit of effort into it, but there's nothing I can think now that I want to do less on this Tuesday evening is going home to make dinner. It's probably easier, Jolene, though, if people are planning, like, if they are in a routine of doing that sort of big shop once a week. It's easier
or
to plan
you
about.
Have a few 20-minute lifesavers up your sleeve. Like, if you know the carbonara that the kids are going to like, it, and it only takes 20 minutes to get on the table. Or even, I always say, oh, we'll make some posh beans and toast, and we're using butter beans and passata. You know, and they're kind, we're making it ourselves, but it's something very simple. Jack of potatoes. You know, it's when people mention them, you kind of think, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Or, oh, yeah, I should have really, you know. It's just, if you have a little list yourself just for backup, because sometimes our brain capacity, you've drove home, you've been at
exhausted.
Work, you've done the crash run, you're just wrecked, and looking at that press, you're just like, someone just hand me the dinner now, you know.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. Jonathan has got in touch to say, when I make a shopping list on a Saturday morning, I write out dinners for the week, so I know exactly what I'm going to buy. We then know what's for dinner every evening. Saves all the hassle of wondering and deciding. The bolognese and the curries are great for the extra portions in the freezer for those little quick wins. And then we've hardly any food waste. Our 4-year-old eats dinner most evenings with us, but has dinner at the Minder after preschool, so not too pushed whether or not she might just want crackers or a sandwich after, and this listener tells me that they did manage to get their 5-year-old involved on pizza night. He finished all of the prep work and says that was great fun. Now can we go to Domino's? So back to the drawing board with this one, says this listener. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's food writer Jolene Cox, journalist Niamh O'Reilly. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.